This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Former police officer Derek Chauvin now has to wait weeks to learn his fate after a jury convicted him on all counts of murdering George Floyd in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota last May. But his attorneys are expected to appeal the verdict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on Tuesday's proceedings.
On three charges of murder and manslaughter.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill reading the verdicts on court TV before Chauvin was led away in handcuffs. The jury deliberated about 10 hours before convicting Chauvin, who is white, for pinning Floyd, who was black, to the pavement with his knee nearly a year ago in a case that prompted a national reckoning over policing and racism. The prosecution argued Chauvin used excessive force in restraining Floyd, who was heard on video repeatedly saying he couldn't breathe. Chauvin's lawyer said the officer acted reasonably against a struggling suspect. Chauvin could be sent to prison for decades. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House Democrats are pushing the U.S. Senate to take up the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act in the wake of the guilty verdict in the Chauvin trial. The legislation Democrats are pushing would create national standards for the use of force, such as eliminating chokeholds, and create a national registry so police officers who abuse their power aren't able to move from department to department. A son of Chad's slain leader, Idris Deby, is to take over as president in place of his father, according to a charter released by the presidency Wednesday. It said Mahamud Idris Deby will occupy the functions of the president of the republic and also serve as head of armed forces. This is VOA News. Syria was stripped of its voting rights Wednesday at the Global Chemical Weapons Convention by member states after its forces were found to have repeatedly used poison gas during the civil war. A majority of nations voting at the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons supported a decision to immediately revoke Syria's privileges at the agency. The European Union has reached a tentative climate deal that is intended to make the 27-nation bloc climate neutral by 2050. EU member states and lawmakers agreed on new carbon emissions targets on the eve of a virtual summit hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden. Under the provisional deal reached early Wednesday, the EU will also commit itself to an intermediate target of cutting greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% by 2030 compared to 1990 levels. The 2030 target had been 40%, but under the pressure of increasing evidence of climate change and a more environmentally conscious electorate, it was pushed up. The EU legislature had wanted a higher target of 60%. Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed Wednesday that Russia, one of the world's major producers of oil and gas, would do its part to fight climate change. In his annual State of the Nation address to lawmakers and regional governors, he said, quote, "We must respond to the challenges of climate change," end quote. He set a target for Russia, which is one of the world's top carbon emitters, for its emissions to be less than in the European Union. Indonesia's Navy is searching for 53 people on board a missing submarine and is seeking help from Australia and Singapore, the country's military chief told Reuters Wednesday. The German-made submarine was conducting a torpedo drill in waters north of the island of Bali Wednesday, but failed to relay the results as expected, a Navy spokesperson said. Representatives of the Defense Departments of Australia and Singapore did not immediately respond to requests for comment. New Zealand announced Wednesday it will consolidate its fragmented healthcare system into a national service similar to the one revered by many in Britain. New Zealand's government-run system is currently divided into 20 district health boards, each with their own budget. Some describe the system as a possible lottery of different treatments depending on where people live. Health Minister Andrew Little said that over 3 years, the district boards will be replaced by a single new body called Health New Zealand. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.